STR podcasts are made possible through the generous donations of our listeners. To support STR today, go to str.org and click on Donate in the upper right-hand corner.
This is Brett Kunkel, and you're listening to the Bulletproof Podcast. I've spoken a lot about the challenges that face our young people. The intellectual challenges, the moral challenges in contemporary culture are immense. In fact, I have a talk on this called Who's Waiting for Your Kids? It's really a wake-up call to the church to look at these challenges and to see if our kids are ready to meet these challenges. And I think that parents and the church must step up the level of training and discipleship of our students. And of course, it's my passion is to partner with parents, to partner with church leaders, to partner with youth pastors in this task. And so that's the reason why we held our very first Rethink Student Apologetics Conference this past October. We held it in partnership with Crossline Community Church in Orange County. The response was fantastic. We had more than 400 people attend. We had elementary kids, junior high kids, high schoolers, college students, as well as parents, volunteer youth leaders, youth pastors. We had some Christian educators that came. We had a lot of people, of course, that were local to Southern California, but people traveled from Northern California. We had people from Nevada, Ohio, Illinois, Nebraska, Iowa. We even had a dad and his son come from Canada. And so we were excited about the response. Now, how was this apologetics conference tailored specifically for students? Well, let me point out a few things that we did that might be instructive for you, that you might be able to kind of draw some principles here in your own training of young people, whether they're your students in the youth group or your students who live in your home, your own kids. Here's what we did. Number one, we elevated our expectations. When it comes to the spiritual training of our students, the church has set the bar really, really low. So low that the majority of our young people are almost completely inarticulate about their faith. This is what sociologist Christian Smith and his team of researchers found, and this is what they talk about in the book Soul Searching. Young people don't know what they believe. And many churches they seem satisfied if their students come to youth group once or twice a week, hear a 30-minute, inspirational message. Not us. We know that students are capable of handling a lot more. And so in our conference, we elevated expectations. We gave them a ton of content. What we did is we had 6-hour-long teaching sessions, plus we had 2 additional Q&A sessions. And we fit all of that into a Friday night and a Saturday, and it was all day Saturday. We went from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and we elevated our expectations, and the response from students was great. We heard student after student rave about the conference. They can handle much more than we think they can. In fact, I think when it comes to a lot of areas of their lives, we do have these higher expectations. When it comes to their academic performance Monday through Friday at school, we expect that they'll study. We expect that they'll come home and do homework for hours. We expect them to prepare for tests and quizzes and, do research papers and this kind of thing. Well, when it comes to, their discipleship, do we have any of those same kind of expectations? Do we expect that they'll study theology and doctrine? We've got to raise our expectations. Students, they want us to raise our expectations for them. Oftentimes, when students reflect back on their time in youth group, they'll say things like, church was too soft, or youth group was too soft. Didn't prepare me for a college, for the real world out there. Here's the second thing we did for the Rethink Conference. We tried to make it accessible. I was very careful to pick speakers who not only know their stuff, but can make the content accessible to young minds. Of course, it stands to reason, this is a big value for us. We always want to make the material that we teach, apologetics, theology, philosophy accessible. We consider ourselves translators. And so I wanted to make sure we had speakers who could do that, translate. And no, this does not mean dumbing down the content, but communicating it in ways that students can grasp. Look, when we don't make apologetics accessible, we run the risk of making it seem irrelevant. And this results in students just writing off the whole endeavor. And so we definitely need apologists who are doing high-level work. We need our Christian philosophers who are doing their technical philosophy. But we also need translators. And so having a PhD or being a best-selling author were not prerequisites for our speakers. Being an engaging communicator and an excellent translator were. We wanted to make this stuff accessible so that young people ultimately see the relevance and the importance for them. Thirdly, we made the conference interactive, as interactive as a conference can be. We weren't satisfied with students merely sitting through a few teaching sessions. We wanted them interacting with the material and reflecting on it throughout the conference. So we tried something new. We built in a 15-minute Q&A at the end of every single talk. So there were 50 minutes set aside for the speaker to do his talk, and then an additional 15 minutes of Q&A at the end of every talk, which gave students an opportunity for immediate interaction. Now, that wasn't the new part, but the new part was these cohort groups that we tried. Because in addition to the Q&A, we scheduled 2 1.5-hour cohort sessions. And this is where we broke the attendees into 3 smaller groups for some more time with our speakers. And we kind of left the cohort time open. It wasn't really planned out. What we did is we told the speakers, hey, look, you got an hour and a half. Do with it what you want. You can role play. You can do Q&A. We want it to be interactive. And what they ended up being was just a lot more Q&A. The groups wanted, in a smaller setting, wanted to do more Q&A. And I think it gave people a little more access to the speakers. It gave them an opportunity to ask more questions that you just couldn't get in a 15-minute Q&A. And some people are a little in a smaller group. They're not quite as intimidated to, you know, step up to the mic and ask a question. And we got great feedback about the cohort sessions. And then in addition to the Q&A, in addition to the cohort, we also had our speakers available. Most of our speakers were able to be there for the majority of the conference, and we intentionally had them out and about amongst the students. We didn't, you know, take our speakers and hide them away in a secluded room, away from the, you know, the conference attendees. But we said, hey, we want you out mingling. We want you out there in between sessions. We want you out there during the meals to give more interaction, more opportunity for interaction. And so this gave students access to our speakers beyond just the teaching sessions. And so those are the 3 things that we did. Overall, it was an excellent first Rethink conference. Positive feedback from students, from parents, from youth leaders. It was very encouraging. In fact, one little email we got was from a girl, Julia. This is what she writes. She says, "Dear STR, thank you for the amazing conference that you brought to Laguna Hills last weekend. I learned more valuable information in those 2 days than I did at our community college in 2 years. God is using STR in incredible ways, and I am so thankful to have been able to attend the Rethink Apologetics Conference." That is very rewarding to hear. And I think there's a big need for this kind of student conference. And so we actually have plans to do a second Rethink in Southern California in 2013, as well as doing another one in Alabama in 2013. So we're planning that. So stay tuned for more details on that. Hopefully we'll see you and your young people at one of the next Rethink Apologetic conferences.
STR podcasts are made possible through the generous donations of our listeners. To support STR today, go to str.org and click on Donate in the upper right-hand corner.